Last month, four hunters from the village of Platinum were rescued by the Coast Guard after they traveled across all of Bristol Bay on an ice floe after running out of gas. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
On May 24th, Frank James and his crew of three took off from Platinum for a short day trip to collect seagull eggs. That short trip turned into an amazing story of survival. Frank James says the trip was hampered by the fog they encountered as soon as they left Platinum.
We're trying to save fuel and get towards Cape, but we hit the right side of it and went out into the ocean. And by the time we realized we should have reached the Cape, but we turned back using the compass to try and get to Cape Newenham. But that compass obviously was messed up and took us in a different direction.
James says he and his crew anchored up the first night because the wind was blowing them further offshore. The next day, they intended to put up a sail, but they ran into the ice floe. James made the decision that it would be safer to get into the ice because he feared they would not survive the winds, waves, and currents if they stayed in the 18-foot skiff. James was aware that the ice was moving to the southeast.
I told my crew that if we were in the Bristol Bay area right there, that we'd eventually end up somewhere on the below Ugasic, and sure enough, we ended up not very far from there.
The four hunters were eventually found on Sunday, May 27th, about 23 miles northwest of Port Hyden. That's a trip of about 173 miles. James confirms that they had a VHF radio on board, and they tried to raise someone on every channel available.
We heard planes coming over every day, and they were flying high. We tried calling just about every channel. Nobody answered. Finally, on Sunday morning, I could hear a plane way off in the distance and sound like it wasn't going away, so I decided to do a Mayday call on 16, and that's when the Coast Guard answered us.
The plane that James heard was a C-130 that the Coast Guard was using to search for the missing hunters. Once contact was made, a Jayhawk helicopter was launched from Air Station Kodiak, and the four hunters were hoisted aboard that Sunday afternoon. James says being able to reach the Coast Guard picked up everyone's spirits.
The boys, they were covered up, trying to sleep, trying to stay warm. As soon as they heard that Coast Guard voice, boys, I never seen boys spring up so fast. They were up and about there, just real happy, and so was I, you know, because all them prayers were being answered.
One of the things that made the story of survival even more remarkable was that the initial search for the overdue hunting party was called off because the Alaska State Troopers inadvertently identified an identical skiff with the same number of people on board as the overdue party. That resulted in the initial air search by the Coast Guard being called off before they even got airborne. It wasn't until that Sunday that the troopers and the Coast Guard were alerted that the hunting party was still missing, and that prompted the search that eventually resulted in James and his crew being found on the ice floe near Port Hyden. The survivors made it through their ordeal with no injuries, but they were still taken to Dillingham to be evaluated by medical personnel. James says he made a promise to his crew while they were on the ice.
I told the crew, if they take us to Dillingham, we're going to go have a real good burger. But anyway, you know, I didn't have any money in my pockets that time, but I knew God would always provide for everything, you know, we desire if we put our faith in him. Sure enough, we got to the airport. Wonderful sister in Christ, Arla Johnson, she was up there waiting. She says, I'm going to bring you to a restaurant right there. You go eat whatever you want. It was a real good burger, yeah.
While he's thankful to be alive, James is hoping that someone spots his white 18-foot Lund skiff that traveled across the bay on the ice floe. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.